They'll label us the band that would match the Beatles. The Monkees on Sean for Breakfast. Desmond's is 747 Triple M. We're within the last 20 minutes of the show. And this weekend was particularly special when it came to the West Australian teams winning in the AFL. The Dockers yesterday, I sat down and watched all of this game. And it was a fairly scrappy affair. At one stage, the Dockers looked great. They jumped out to a five-goal lead before the St Kilda Saints slowly pegged their way back. There was some class shown by Frio. Fife was good early. Brad Hill was phenomenal once again. And Sonny Walters had a marvellous game. Now, talking about the skipper, Nat Fife, he did go down in the third quarter, completely knocked out after a head clash. This is what Ross Lyon had to say after the game about how the Dockers responded.
I was a Carlton supporter. I remember Sam Magwell knocked out Alex Jeselnikow three-quarter time. I think they're six down, and they did it for Jezza. So I know you remember those things as a kid. So hopefully the young Dockers supporters remember the time when that got knocked out and the team stood up for him.
And the boys certainly did stand up for their fallen skipper. There were some curly moments, though. The Saints got within a straight kick. They were 5 points behind at the end of the game. But the Dockers just sort of had them at arm's length, I think. They need to work on their fitness. They look a bit tired at times. And again, it's that skills getting going forward. They have to do a lot better to beat the Eagles this week, who had a great win on Saturday night against Collingwood. It was the grand final replay. Collingwood were going in hot. They had some great form. As is always the case, the Victorians had their doubts over the Eagles, and they were superb. Dom Sheed was great again. Andrew Gaff was terrific in his first game back after that controversial hit against Andrew Brayshaw last year. He was out for 8 weeks, making his return. This is what Adam Simpson said about his performance.
The synergy is always probably going to be there. It was just Andrew's confidence and getting, I think he got some footy early, which was good for him. And then how we match up our midfield again, now that Dom's sort of elevated his performance, how do we keep all our mids in the side and still get that balance in the front half is important.
Jamie Cripps also returned for the West Coast Eagles. He was great, kicked four, and Josh Kennedy looked ominous. He kicked three, and the Eagles' defence just restricted the Collingwood's attack all day. They looked way better. That's the way to beat them, a strong, sturdy defence and pressure around the ball. The question is, can the Dockers figure out a way to beat the Eagles? They will go in as raging hot favourites. If the Dockers can play that style they did against the Kangaroos, there might be a chance. Otherwise, if you let the Eagles play their counter-attacking, chop-off-in-defence sort of style, then the Dockers will be no hope. But I can't wait to see that game. It's happening Saturday night. Triple M will be there because Triple M rocks football. I cannot wait. We're also pretty good at music. We've got Bob Marley, The Wailers, coming up for you. Also, Noiseworks. Stick around.